so hard. Now everything is easy because of you.
We're trying to make everything about home ownership easy for you, the Arizona homeowner. That's what we do here at Rosie on the House. One of the ways we do that is by taking calls. Who people phone in the radio show on Saturday mornings, and let's see if we can't put our experience to work to help them around their house. Right now we have Steve calling from Santan and an open line for you. If you'd like to talk, 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I just turned you on, and I was just telling Miss Jennifer how I appreciate what you and you guys have done. I've recorded a few years ago all your tips for air conditioning, which made me wiser.
Okay, and, good.
And what my question is, sir, based on all this, is I need new insulation. I've been having different people come through, and one of them was one of these foam insulation people. You know, they got the open and closed cell and all that.
Yeah.
And at first I said, man, that's expensive. But then I thought about it. Creating an envelope, and I want you to just check my thinking, make sure I'm right.
Okay.
If I create that envelope, my air conditioner is going to run more efficiently. The ducts aren't in 140 degree temperature. It said it'd be about 10 to 15 degrees higher than my room temperature, which is going to be about maybe 85. And it just sounds like it would pay for itself. We're not going to move, right?
So,
sounds like that would pay for itself. Is my thinking right along those lines, sir?
Well, Steve, tell me how old your house is.
2004.
Oh,
still
okay.
On the first air conditioner.
Okay. First air conditioner, 2004. So it was built with the majority of the current codes that we have right now. And what you're considering is actually having the insulation that's sitting on top of your ceiling evacuated out, and then the foam sprayed to the bottom of the roof deck. So now your attic becomes what we consider an insulated space. We call that cathedral insulation. Now, if your house wasn't originally engineered for cathedral insulation, I'm not going to say it's impossible. But, Steve, it's very hard to do. We have to evacuate the blown-in insulation that you currently have. We have to seal everything about that attic. It's much easier to do when we're building the home from new. But it can be done in retrofit. It's just hard. Tell me a little bit about your 2004 home with its existing air conditioner. How many square feet is it?
2,100, got a 4-ton Goodman, and it does okay. We just came out and did the
whole house energy audit.
Yeah, and they said, you know, they actually estimated a 4.3, but I didn't do the scenario with them where I used foam insulation.
Okay.
And, you know, I did it with windows.
Okay.
So I've done some things to improve it, too, because the ducting, when they put it in, they put it in for their convenience, not for efficiency. So I had multiple Ys coming out of the ducts. They reduced that. They straightened out lines. So and I've had to add a return path airs, like over
good.
The doors and stuff.
Okay.
To,
well, now,
so that's all helped out.
Now, Steve, how many people live in the house?
Four right now.
Okay. And in Santan, you're an all-electric home, right?
Yes, sir, with gas heat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do have gas heat. Okay. And do you have a swimming pool?
No, sir.
Okay. And in the middle of the summer, what temperature do you like to keep the house?
Around 78.
Okay.
I do have solar. I had to lease it because I couldn't afford it. That really helps out. And then I use the temperature differential on my thermometer or my thermostat, and I get really long runs with that.
Yeah. So, Steve, are you seeing your highest summer bills under $300?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, whether the foam insulation is a good idea or not, whether or not it's going to make a more efficient home, it probably is. But you're managing, and with solar aiding you and your bill as low as it is, I would look some other place for an investment if I was going to use return of investment as my criteria. Maybe there's something else you want to spend the money on at the house to make your home more comfortable, or maybe enhance the man cave a little bit just for pure quality of life enjoyment. But the money you're going to spend doing cathedral foam insulation in an existing home isn't going to pay you back anytime soon. So you might, I think I've just given you permission to save your money and find another place to spend it on.
Well, I originally was going to do that Senti-type fiberglass. Currently, I have cellulose, which is the original, and it's lower than what it should be.
Okay.
So maybe I'll stick with that. And I'm still going to add some soffits, you know, to to make it air better. Okay.
Yeah, and so you'll do that for a fraction of what it was going to cost you to create a cathedral insulated attic. So all the reasons you were considering doing it were valid, absolutely valid. But given how well you're managing your electric consumption now, I would say that wouldn't be the first thing I'd do. And Steve, we certainly appreciate your call. You're down with the solar at this price. I mean, you're down at about 13 cents a kilowatt. You have to spend a lot of money to get much lower than that, which doesn't guarantee any return on investment.